realms of Senith.
All right, so I think we left with Erevan doing the gritty.
He's hitting the gritty, Icarest.
Yep, he's hitting the gritty. I was going to say the giddy, but...
Giddy up.
This is where he gets pulled quite suddenly, Erevan, like your illusional self. And I don't know how you feel about that. Like you're trying to grab stuff probably to stop yourself, but you just get pulled down this hallway. It goes floating right by Peter here and Alita, who's currently running into the wall and off through that door.
So we're leaving this room.
Through
after?
What door?
Oh, that the door. One, yep, on the right. Amir's screaming, chasing after him, trying to figure out how to grab him.
I suppose we'd probably all want to follow, or at least I would. I would want to follow and see what is going on.
Yeah, you just see him like teleport through the door, just sucked right through it.
I want to make my way down this hall and pay attention to whether anything about it has changed since we were through here before on the way over to that door to investigate it.
Okay, go ahead and roll your investigation when you get to the door. Nothing happens to you on the way there.
I rolled an 11, but I lost my sheet. Hold on. So that's a 16.
All right, so you don't think this door is trapped. It seems like it just opens. It's not locked. And on your way there, you haven't seen anything change in this hallway. Everything looks the way it was the last time you passed through.
And the door seems to actually be there, not illusory. So I could conclude that he went through it because he wasn't corporeal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, unless there are any objections, I'm fixing to open this door and see where he went to.
No objection.
The fucking course. I see where you put him.
Oh, I did a thing. How do I make it stop? Stroke style? What the?
Hit W. I think he hit into the jaw thing again. Stroke style. Oh my god.
That's what popped up. It was like stroke style confirmed. I was like, what?
Okay, so immediately when you look in here,
Erevan's been kidnapped by a hoarder?
Yeah, that's a good summary. So other than the normal crypt things so far, the things that stand out is like this horde of random items on the other side of the room. You see Erevan in what looks like a little gingerbread cage. And you hear like a disembodied voice coming from the tent area speaking. And after a few moments, Erevan disappears in like a flash of magic.
Was that the ghostly Erevan or like the body Erevan?
You didn't see him entirely, but it looks like it was not a body. It just like, it was probably the ghostly Erevan.
That's messed up. Is there any sign of that other ghost, the dwarf ghost that was here before?
When Erevan ran in here, that dwarf ghost kind of appeared and tapped on him and says, hey, you know, I'm sorry I didn't follow you.
But only Erevan saw that?
No, I mean, you were in the middle of combat, so it was just Erevan that saw that.
Gotcha.
But as you're like looking to see if anything changed, he waved at you as you passed by the door.
I don't know. I don't know that I want to go in there and become a ghost. But I don't know how to get Erevan back either. So, was it like an arcana check to try and figure out what's going on?
Sure, yeah.
17?
Somebody was casting a dispel magic. That voice that you heard was casting dispel magic, and when it ended, obviously it was on Erevan's illusion.
Oh, so that's why that disappeared. All right, screw it. I guess I'll be brave and go in there and poke around and see what's happening. Is there any way that I can try to creep in there, even though I know there's something in the tent?
Yeah, you can try. Go and roll a stealth.
Like doing a Mission Impossible thing behind all these columns, sticking to the shadows. So 13 plus 9, so 22.
Okay. All right, go ahead and start moving yourself in through there.
Is there a reduced speed for stealth? Like, is it half my speed or do I just go my speed?
I think it's half your speed. All right. Well, as soon as you walk in, Maeve, and start going to that column, that voice calls out to you. Says,
you can't see me. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Just barely caught you before you went behind that column. I'm trying to help.
I guess I'd be like, what did you do to our elf?
I was attempting to restore his body, but it is not here.
Nah. Who are you talking to, Doc?
I'll point over to the tent. I have no idea, but he just dispelled Erevan's, like, ghostliness. Says he's trying to help. I'm assuming it's a he, right?
Yes, it's a he.
So I guess since the jig is up, I might as well, like, start making my way over there and, like, kind of glancing around the room, seeing what's going on here.
As you start walking towards that area, that voice comes out again. You kind of isolate it to seemingly coming from a doll that's in the tent. And the doll doesn't seem to be moving as it's speaking. And it says, my name is Emerald Dor.
Emerald? Like a gem?
Yes. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I am something of a traveling merchant and a collector.
What do you collect and what would draw you to here?
Trinkets, powerful magic items. You probably don't want my whole life story, but I am also a fighter for, let's say, the principled good, and I consider Baindir to be something of a blight on many lands.
Where are you?
I can't be here in person. My presence would be immediately known to Baindir, so I've come to you here in this tent as this form.
So if you had to guess, where's the rest of our friend?
I am not certain, but I imagine he is not in this area any longer. You may be familiar with some of the teleportation magic that Baindir possesses access to. So it's quite possible his real body has been taken somewhere else. I was hoping by dispelling the illusion and disabling the trap that was left behind, that I could discern his location, but alas, it was to no avail.
Well, shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how I'm feeling, too. I don't know. So the trap's been disabled then, so the rest of us probably don't have to worry about being severed from our bodies, but I feel like we should probably try to find Erevan.
As I said, I've come to you to try to help. So I have two gifts I can give you. One is this trinket that I've collected. It's one of that belongs to Baindir. I would point to it, but, you know, I'm a doll right now, so it's over there. And then he, like, kind of shows you that there's something, right? Not shows you, but describes to you how to find this. It's, like, on the box over here.
Suppose I'll approach and check out what he's talking about.
It's like a present.
As soon as you get a bit closer, you immediately recognize it as another one of those runes that you had found on one of the monsters in the other room with the green arcane symbols on it. But this one looks like a different piece. And Emerald Dor says, before you ask, no, I'm not sure what this is for. But I have a feeling that it might be more important to you than it is to me. And here is my second piece of assistance for you. This, and you see like a half-orc show up in that place Erevan was, but they're in like a paralyzed state, like a magical stasis to them. He says, this is a city guard that has tracked you to here. He discovered, my sources tell me that he discovered the doppelgangers and was attempting to eradicate them simultaneously to your adventures in the city. He, however, was trapped by them and valiantly fought. They thought he was dead, but he is not.
Is he awake or just like, it's like he's in stasis and awake, or is he like asleep in there?
He looks like he's like in a magical, not a slumber, but like literally time's frozen around him.
I ain't got magic for that. I can't fix this. Or can I?
Do you say this out loud? Because Emerald Dor, he says, don't worry. I can, he's held right now. He won't attack you. I can release him from it if you want some help. Considering you've lost one of your companions, this may be useful.
Oh, I see. So he's not asking us to fix it. He's offering this person as a gift.
Is this marshmallow?
Isn't this who we were running away from, like, yesterday or whenever? Well, I guess, to be fair, we didn't actually stop to chat, so there's that. Yeah, whatever. I guess we'll take the rune and the guy and, I don't know, defeat the mummy somehow.
This guy.
A gift's a gift. I'm not about to look a gift horse in the mouth, you know? A gift orc, whatever.
Unless it's made of wood, of course. Then you got a problem.
Emerald Door says, then I wish you the best. And, like, you start seeing different items and treasures, weaponry, and all the trinkets that he's brought starting to disappear, including the gingerbread cage. Sorry?
Well, doesn't he have... He said merchant. What?
Doesn't want to trade?
Yeah, he got some stuff to, like, sell, or...
Unfortunately, everything's gone by the time. However, the orc stays, and he falls to the floor, and he becomes... corporeal, so to speak.
We didn't hit the trade button quickly enough. Mm. Does the orc seem okay?
He does.
Kind of just confused about where he is exactly.
Same, buddy.
Hey, was that marshmallow? Did I miss out?
Looks like it.
Shame.
No trader, no concert. Horrible day.
Yeah.
Thrawn actually recognizes you and says, Grungar? Grungar!
Grungar would recognize him as well and goes over to him.
Hey, we're in Baindur's crypt under his manor.
That is strangely, coincidentally useful.
But you're tracking him too?
Yeah.
Guys, this is Grungar. He's a guard, just like the Emerald guy said.
I have a suspicion that the doppelganger attack on the city may have been orchestrated by Bane.
He's behind everything. What a bad dude.
The puppet master.
We just can't figure out which wall he's behind.
You think he's behind a wall?
Well, I mean, we're going through his crypt and we keep opening doors and sarcophagus things and, like, no Bander, just a whole bunch of his fuckery. So is this room just, like, empty now that the merchant guy is gone, or is there anything noteworthy about it?
It's just a crypt now. So, yeah, all this stuff here is gone.
Gotcha. And the rune that he left us, you said it's like the other one that we found?
Yes.
Do they seem to fit together at all if we pull them both out and, like, examine them?
No. There's, like, a slight crescent shape to them. Like, they're part of a circle, but they're not a full part. And they don't seem to be pieces that go together.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, I guess we can just stick them in our black bag for now. I guess we've seen enough dwarven dead guys for a while. We probably don't need to spend too much time looking at more of them.
So, Thrawn says, well, there was one last door over here.
Where's the door? Over there? I mean, that seems the natural next step, but... Part of me kind of wants to glance back in the room where we left the dwarf ghost and see if anything has changed since we went through that door and lost Erevan. I don't know if that's a waste of time, but I'm just curious. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. Says, apparently I can't go anywhere, so yeah, I'm still here.
Did you see what happened to Erevan?
He ran in here, ran out, and then he was on the floor getting dragged by.
Did you see where he got dragged?
To the right.
His right or my right?
My right.
So got dragged in there. Gotcha. Well, we figured that much out. So nothing else looks like it's changed in there. Still the same statue, same room, same ghost. All right, well, final door then, I guess. Investigate it.
Go ahead and roll it.
Oh, dear. That's a 1. Plus 5, which is 6.
Seems fine.
It's all good in the hood.
There's nothing suspicious or out of place at all about this door. It looks perfectly fine. It's functional.
I start playing some mood music.
With the 1, you don't even, like, look at the door. You just glance over it. It's like, yeah, it's fine.
Same as all the others. Is it distinct or unique as it looks here? Like, is it different from the other doors? It looks bigger, maybe, or I'm not sure what I'm looking at, but it looks like it's more substantial than the others.
No, it's the same door.
Oh, maybe I'm just
looking. It's just the angle of it that makes it look different.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the back of it instead of the front. I just realized that perspective. Well,
yeah, like,
even so, I'll open it carefully. By that, I mean, like, as quietly as I can, just considering that it's a big, heavy door.
All right. As you open it, nothing seems to go off, which is good. There, I thought I uncut it, but I did not. So as you open the door, you're greeted by this room that looks like some kind of a lab or a work area. Immediately catching your attention is a glowing greenish-blue device over here with several circles on it, some that look like they're missing.
Oh, this is where we stick the runes?
You can't be sure.
Seems like Mord would have loved this place.
He likes making potions?
I don't know. I just remember the stories from the campfire you told of them.
What are the other glowing blue things off to the left, like on the left wall?
That?
Yeah, those.
When you go and inspect that, you would see that there's like a liquid inside this device. It looks like a vat, I suppose, is the word. I'm not sure what the word is, but it's like a desk-shaped large fish tank with a green blue luminescent liquid in it.
Is it similar to the liquid that's over on that like rune thing? Or are those not liquids? Look like a bottle of something glowy.
You're talking about here?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you go there to inspect and look at it? Or just from this distance?
Kind of just from this distance, like looking around and trying to see where this glowy stuff comes into play. That's the first thing that pops out is like, maybe it's that stuff.
I would say that the guess would be it's probably similar. It's obviously colored differently, but it seems like it's whatever was in here seems to be like the pure stuff. And then this seems like a refined version of it. Because just by guessing by the machinery itself, this looks like a storage tank. This looks like where stuff happens to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. They have like raw material and then like product.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any notes on this here desk or this desk or this desk?
You start flipping through the various books and tomes that you find as you look around at these desks. Most of them are illegible, like far too old to go through. However, you start seeing what looks like alchemical recipes and experimental notes. Go ahead and roll an Arcana check for me.
15 plus 4, that's 19.
1 second. You got to scroll and scroll and scroll. You see references that stand out to you of plants. A zephyr thorn plant, and apparently it was being experimented with. By your arcana check, you know that that's like a fey plant, something that you would find in enchanted forests.
Hmm.
Another reference you find is Siren's Call, which is an underwater flower, extremely difficult to harvest. That one, you actually know what that's for. That's for like a legendary elixir. It's been spoken about in bard colleges as something that, mechanically speaking, that grants a permanent boost to charisma.
Well.
So whatever you gather from these notes is that this lab was being used as part of high-level experimentation if he was just, you know, using that plant to try to do something else with it instead of, you know, what they're normally used for. You're not entirely sure what the zephyr thorn's for, but or many of the other things you're reading.
I would like to collect these notes for the King's Alchemists.
Okay.
And is there any, like, remnants of these difficult-to-harvest plants in this area?
This is going to be a pretty... Let me look at it. You're not seeing like the material goods for it. You see like a few finished products here. This looks like it was just like a base mix, you know, like a solvent of some sort. Same here.
Okay. So no stuff survived, but the potions did.
Yep. You see a couple potions here.
Can I do the test thing where you can test them?
Yeah. Well, you won't have to roll for it. One of them is an elixir of reversal.
Okay.
This potion temporarily reverses the effects of the next spell cast by the drinker, causing it to affect the caster instead.
Okay.
And then one's a potion of fortune that gives you advantage on your next roll or allow you to re-roll a failed check.
Pretty neat. Do I think that I could chuck that potion of reversal onto somebody? Does it have... I probably wouldn't know, maybe.
Roll an arcana check to figure that one out.
All right.
To be certain, anyway.
4 + 4 = 8.
You're not certain. However, you could drink that potion of fortune and find out.
Nah. I will consult my team and tell them what I know.
Well, as you do that, assuming they want to talk to you, you can roll again.
No, I can roll. Is anybody better at Arcana than me? Or am I the resident skill monkey?
I have the 2.
No, I have a 4, yeah. We should have had you roll. I rolled less. Somehow, talking to them didn't clarify anything for me.
Well, because now I'm arguing with you about it.
Yeah. I'm just confused now.
Anything else going on in here?
What am I standing next to that's like golden?
This right here?
I'm afraid to touch anything and make weird stuff happen, but like this thing right on top of my head.
That's a chair.
Oh, so that's not particularly interesting.
Yeah, to be clear, it's not actually on your head.
I know. I just didn't know how to give you the direction otherwise. I don't want to touch anything, because when I'm not trying to touch anything, I touch everything. Imagine what happens when I am trying to touch something. I want to go look at the little, like, glowy station there, like, up directly.
Okay.
Over there.
All right, when you look down at it, this is basically what you see. And as you get closer, instead of being blue, it turns green. And you see 4 missing slots.
I only have 2. Are there any others in this room?
Looking around, no.
Is this like a puzzle that I need to figure out?
Well, as you're looking at it, you obviously see there's slots for the missing parts. You have 2 of the parts, and they do fit in there. But you're not certain that it's like a puzzle.
I was just curious because they got different...
If you want to roll like different patterns, yeah. Well, there's just different pieces of that are in the script. You can roll an arcana check to try to figure out what this is.
15.
I will inspire you, but yeah, okay. 15.
What does inspire do? Is it a d6 or something?
The d8.
That is 22 now.
So as a whole, this kind of device is very, very rare. It's like a pedestal. They haven't really been seen for centuries upon centuries. Like they've only been spoken about in ancient lore of the Wastelands, which is a region to the far west of like a long gone civilization that was there. This one appears to be dwarvish in nature, having some very ancient dwarven script on it. As you're looking through it, you're realizing that some of these runes are actually like keys, and it's how you would interact with this device. One that sticks out to you the most is the bottom one, which says help.
So that's like a button or a place where we got to stick those runes?
It's a button.
I guess I'll go to the help menu then.
You hear some like an arcane whirl from inside the device, and then it putters out and ends.
Is it pretty easily apparent where those runes, like where they're supposed to be slotted in? Because you said you don't have to figure it out. So we just know where to stick them based on what they look like?
Yeah.
They only fit in one slot. Like there are different size pieces that are taken out. The image doesn't really portray that, but... with some time looking at it, you can figure out where the pieces actually go.
So I wonder if I put the pieces in and then push help if anything happens.
Is this what you do then?
Wait, maybe I'll consult my party before I just start, you know, jabbing at ancient dwarven things that I don't really understand.
Does when I look at Grungar, does he have can I tell if he's wearing a red undershirt?
You don't see any red anywhere.
I'm gonna assume that he's wearing a red undershirt. Let's have the new guy do it.
Yeah, seriously, man, look at that AC. I'm jealous.
Man. Hey, wanna push this button?
Sure, I love pressing buttons.
He looks like the pressing button type.
He presses the button.
I step away before he pushes the button.
All right, so the whirling happens again, a couple of clanks, and then it seems to power properly. And again, a disembodied voice that emanates from this pedestal kind of fills the room, but it's a mix of like a whimsical, like a voice that sounds kind of whimsical and cheerful. And then suddenly it would mix in Bainder's voice. So as it whirls, I didn't practice this at all, so bear with me. It says, hello, you ready workers prepared to safely pass. Well, we've got just the perfect game for you. Here are the rules. Everyone gets to have a secret item floating above their heads that they cannot see. To practice speaking with elves, you must engage in conversation with each other that indirectly hints at the item floating above their heads without explicitly revealing what it is. After 5 minutes, I will ask each of you to guess the item above your head. If you guess right, you get to safely pass. If you guess wrong, you get die. Good luck.
You get die. All right.
All right. Everybody can roll a D100, please. This is just to get an order for the list.
List.
And it will probably take me a minute to send it to everybody.
I got a 7.
76.
84.
Shit, not Medusa, Maeve.
Did you call me Medusa? I don't know whether to be offended or complimented.
She's really cute, but that hair, though.
Timer starts.
I'm horrible at these types of games, just for the record. So we gotta, like, give them hints of what's on their head?
Yes. Yes. So everybody has the items floating above their heads. That's what the list is. And you have to speak with each other and give hints of what's above their head in conversation.
So we can't just give out-of-context hints? Or we can?
Out-of-context hints.
Like, do we have to put this in a sentence? Or can we just be like, hey, so, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to say what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's a game. It'll be fine, I'm sure. And the timer started.
Okay.
Maeve, I don't know the rules, but if you were in a maze, it would be a defining characteristic of what you are above your head.
A mouse?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Think bigger. Grungar, you wouldn't want to have these for breakfast, but they seem like a breakfast food.
Yeah, I got nothing from that.
If you had a big nose, you would have a ring in it, Maeve?
Big nose. So like a bull?
But a man at the same time.
Oh, a man bull. Yeah, I don't know. Huh. The breakfast food thing, I'm calling that into question. I mean, I get it, but so Grungar, if you lived on top of a mountain and were very mean and territorial about people entering your mountain's area, but were also a mother, you'd have one of these. And somebody might want to eat them for breakfast, but not you, though.
Yeah, I'm confused as shit.
Yeah, me too. A minotaur, maybe?
Close, but what does a minotaur have?
A chip on his shoulder? I don't know.
It does. Well, what's a defining characteristic of a minotaur? What do they have?
I don't know a lot about minotaurs. I mean, they have...
What do they have that makes you say that's a minotaur and not a cow?
Man, I don't know. I don't even know what to say to Peter either. Like, how do I hint at that without... This is hard, y'all. Like, I hate charades. This is worse.
Yeah. Erevan, you would be very protective of this breakfast food if you were a tyrant. If you have a red shirt on, you would be very angry. If you had a white shirt on, you would be very dumb, but cold and aggressive.
Either way, your shirt would make good armor. Yeah, Peter, I don't know, man. So, like, you like traders, right? You like to go to the trader.
Yeah.
And sometimes they might have this to trade with you. Sometimes you might have this to trade with them. Shiny, colorful.
Coin?
Kind of, but no.
No.
Could potentially be a currency. Or something that you would collect and put into a special box to show off and protect it.
Oh, is it a gem?
Close.
Your time has been extended by 5 minutes.
Yeah. We're gonna need a lot of that.
Is it a diamond?
A diamond might be in there.
Oh. Is it a ring?
Now you're getting a bit colder.
Oh. Might be in there.
So, like, if you wanted to contain a lot of these and carry them around.
Treasure chest?
God, it's so hard because, like, that's so close, but it's not at all.
Okay. A satchel.
Think of there we go. Something like that. It's definitely smaller than a treasure chest.
More like a satchel. And then, like.
It's a sack.
Full of things that you might also want to keep in a box.
A lot of things in
a fancy box.
Ah.
For displaying and protecting fancy things that you might also use to trade with.
Coin pouch, purse.
See, like.
They're quite a bit more valuable than coins, though.
Some are green, some are blue, some are red, some are white, some are yellow, some are in rings, some are in necklaces. Sometimes they're kept in a box. Sometimes they're carried around.
The gemstones? Is it?
The bag of jewels above Peter's head disappears. It says, congratulations.
Well, I'm safe. You guys are fucked.
Yeah, we get dead.
Erevan, you would protect this. If you sat on it, it would turn into one of you. If you didn't sit on it, I don't know. It would look pretty, probably.
Somebody would try to steal it.
And if you could probably breathe fire if you were wearing a red shirt. Rawr!
I don't even know how the whole red shirt, white shirt thing ties into it at all.
Well, you would probably, instead of shirt, if you had red scales and you sat on this, it might also produce something with red scales.
An egg?
Yeah, but what kind of egg?
Dragon egg?
The dragon egg disappears over Grungar.
I gotta figure out how Minotaurs and mazes go together now.
What's on the head? Other than the ring.
Horns?
What's on the head of that creature you're talking about, other than the ring and the nose?
I don't know. I don't know a lot about Minotaurs.
What do bulls have on their heads?
It's not horns.
Ah!
It sounded like you didn't say Minotaur horn. Before. Is that what you said?
Well, I said horns, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, put it together.
Okay, so Minotaur horn?
And the Minotaur horn disappears above her head.
That one was a tricky one. Now, how does that fit in a maze? That's what got me.
Oh, sorry. So, in Greek mythology, Minotaur was the Minotaur of the maze. It was a whole thing.
Oh, I gotcha. I don't know a lot about Greek mythology. I guess that's where I got stuck. I was like, I know a lot about like rats in mazes because I used to have to do experiments on them as a psychology student, for the record, not a psychopath.
I mean, hey, I'm not here to judge.
Man, that was hard. I'm sweaty.
Well, you actually managed to do it within 10 minutes, so all three of you. So yeah, as soon as everybody's done, the wall behind... this item, oops, I messed it up, behind this pedestal, you see it come to life, sort of. You see bunch of, like, undead creatures that form this wall, and then they start to separate, and you see, like, a teleportation circle that's on the wall. And then, go ahead.
No, I was going to say something stupid.
No, go ahead.
Hey, new guy! You're up.
Did we determine what color his scales are?
Yeah. Red.
Like a red dragon. I got what you were saying. But I had the answer, so. Let's see. On these tables here, the stuff that's on them disappears, and a bunch of other things start to appear instead.
What if I wasn't done pilfering?
See, a bunch of gems start showing up on there, a couple weapons, and a bunch of gold.
Is it a trap?
Or there are two runes.
I'll be right back.
There is a rune among them. Just the one, though.
I'm going to investigate for 19, because this seems too easy.
You think you unlocked a treasure hoard by everybody guessing correctly on this thing.
So not a trap, then.
Hoard of treasure! Seems,
yeah, you find altogether, if you want to just write it down, you'd be spending some time counting coins, but you find 4,400 gold pieces.
Damn!
And 110 platinum pieces.
Damn!
Find a chain shirt that is quite magical. With time spent with it, you'd realize it's a +1 chain shirt.
Chain shirt for the win.
You said it was a weapon too?
I did. Give me 1 second. Okay, you find as well a ring of invisibility.
Ooh.
All right, you find a spear that's magical, and it's enjeweled in the haft of it. I think that's what it's called, the shaft of it, maybe. And you're pretty sure this is like the crown gem item. Like this is the most valuable item in this hoard that you just found. It will require attunement and identification.
Someone tells me you can't sneak attack with a spear, so I think I'll pass on that.
Well, I don't have identify. Hold on a second, though. There isn't identify in that spell book either. Hey, Grungar, can you identify spells or identify items?
Nope. Throne says I can.
Oh, well, shit.
That's a
throne for you.
That's literally one of my jobs as a sage.
Wow. Have at it, sir.
All right, let me see it. When you go to hand it to him, it falls through his hand.
Oh, God.
I think Aragorn claimed it.
Well, shit.
Is it like on the floor now? Or like,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, yeah. It just fell through his. No, it's not like gone. Sorry. That's what I said. But no, it's like.
It fell through his hand.
Yep.
Grungar will touch Throne to make sure he's not an illusion.
He is an illusion.
He is?
Yep.
When did that happen? Wow. Is it because we didn't guess the thing on his head?
There was a thing on my head?
I don't know.
No, he didn't participate in the game.
I think it was just us three.
I hope it was, or Amir's fucked.
Grungar will go over to Amir and Alita and touch them as well.
Alita is real, so is Amir. It's like, thank God, thanks.
Thanks for touching me.
I'm glad I'm real.
Alita kicks you, not without my permission.
Well, that confirms it one way or another, I suppose.
It's canon. It's canon because she's not here. It happened.
So, like, what happened to Throne and when and how did we not notice?
I mean, you didn't notice what happened to Erevan either.
That's fair. When did,
until something attacked him.
When did you lose your body, man? We only had the one date. Oh, man. So now we gotta find him, too.
Where were you when the trap touched you?
Was it a good touch or a bad touch?
He doesn't know.
Well, what if I hold the spear in front of him? Can he still identify things even if he's not here?
When he goes to try to cast the spell, he can't.
That's fair.
Well, it happens to all of us, buddy.
Well, if he's an illusion, then that means he can't interact with the world in any way.
Wait, we need to go find his body. Check every coffin.
Hey, like, how do we know he was here at all? Like, what if he's been a spectral thing this whole time?
He said you had a date.
Yeah, but I didn't touch him. That was an oversight on my part. Yeah, I'm wondering, I'm wondering that too, though. Like, should we be checking these coffins that we've been skipping over to see if like our friends are in them?
Hey, are you a ghost, bro? Are you a bro ghost?
No, he says no. I'm not a ghost.
How would you know?
I was just touching a book in the other room.
Son of the bitch. I'm gonna.
This is dope. At the entrance, the spell book.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go look in every single coffin in here. We're sarcophagi.
Yeah. I think we should search for our friends.
Erevan? Thrawn?
Tap twice if you can hear us.
Yeah. So you spend the time to search through everything, and you do not find their bodies in any of the crypts.
Well, shit.
Is this you, bro? The skeleton? Is this you?
But Peter and I also touched that book that Thrawn was examining, right? And we're still here? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that wasn't it.
I think he was saying that he touched the book when he was here, so he's not a ghost.
Right. I was just checking to make sure that like that wasn't the moment that we fucked everything up.
Well, maybe we did. Maybe the reason why they're ghosts is because we touched the book.
Or maybe our saves are just better.
Yeah, they are better. Can I check all these mausoleum things?
Yeah.
Dude! Erevan! Where is you?
What's the gold thingy next to the I don't know what it's called, like the thing that the device we were interacting with to do that puzzle? What's that gold thing next to it?
So you spend the time to investigate that, and you're not sure what that is exactly. But it does look like some kind of metallic. I want to say like a statue, but it's not depicting anything.
So, like, if I knock on it, is it hollow?
No, it's actually solid.
So, probably no friends in there. I don't know. Maybe we have to just, like, keep going and get to the end before we find our friends. But Thrawn is still with us. He hasn't been sucked away yet.
Right.
I'm glad that Erevan isn't here to see that we didn't really go crazy when he was a ghost, but when Thrawn turned into a ghost, we opened up every sarcophagi. We looked everywhere. Bro, where are you? But when he was like gone, we're like, yeah, it's cool.
Well, to me, the difference is that, like, Erevan's like ghosty thing got sucked away, and that guy's like, yeah, he's not here. He's somewhere else. And then he's still here. Thrawn's still here. So it's like, okay, but is that somewhere else actually here? Yeah,
when Erevan got ghostified, we didn't notice until we were already in combat.
And we did go after him, to be fair. We went to the other room with the doll, the weird doll.
Yeah, he got pulled away, like, immediately after.
Yeah.
Peter didn't get freaked out. But when Thrawn, it happened to him, he's like, hey, man, if it happened to two of us, now it could happen to more of us, and I'm only one step from being a ghost. So I need to figure this shit out. What does it say about me that every character has this selfish attitude? Is this like a character flaw just like coming out?
Or it's one of those things where, since it's because it's escapism, you get to be like the opposite of your normal self.
Like, I don't really give a shit about nobody in game.
The friends are gone. The wall is open.
Yep, right here.
Looks like we could like step through it, or we just look through it.
Looks like you can step through it. It's similar to the false wall you had found in Moridville.
The only place we have left to look is where we haven't been yet. So, there's that.
Well, Grungar, you're up. Or do we want to... Does anybody need the chain shirt? Plus one chain shirt?
I don't think so.
I don't think I can even wear it.
I can't either.
I'm kind of interested in the Ring of Invisibility, but I can check that out later.
Well, I think that's perfect fit for your sneaky self, right?
I think so.
I have the spell. I'm pretty sure. I do. I have the spell. So I think it would go to you. I think the spear Alita can use, unless somebody else can use it.
Yeah, I think she does use spears.
No. Erevan used a great sword. What do you fight with, Grungar?
A great sword?
Oh, okay. Well, hey, why don't you jump through that portal there? We'll be right behind you.
Are you sure about that?
That you should jump through it? Yes.
I'll give you a boost.
He's gonna pick Peter up and drag him through.
You gonna drag me with you?
Yeah, hey, come with me.
I don't know this is a good idea. It seems like you should really go. I don't know that I really want to.
Are you gonna try and like roll resist for it, or are you just gonna have him go through?
I'm gonna resist, but not actively, I guess. Like, not where we have to roll about it.
It's not that serious.
It's just a portal that could destroy us. Like, who cares, right? It was made of dead people. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, the dead people were moved out of the way to reveal it.
How attached to your body are you?
I think Grungar is pretty attached to my body. That's why we're going.
I was about to ask, are you talking to Peter or Throne?
That would be really mean to ask Throne that, because the answer is not at all. He doesn't even know where it is. Anyway, let's go.
Okay. So, yep, maybe you get to watch Grungar and Peter go through.
What's it like in there? I'm just kidding. I go too.
Oh my God, the horror. There's dead people everywhere.
I see dead people.
All right, I have a lot of block text to read real quick for this area. As you step forward, a canopy of twinkling stars stretches above. They cast an ethereal glow. In the distance, the silhouettes of unfamiliar mountains are etched against the night sky. The air is heavy with the scent of tainted sand and a lingering aura of otherworldly decay. A dull green haze is illuminated near the mountains by a storm's single lightning strike. This ruined temple, a relic from a distant time and far removed from the verdant forests of Karast, bears the same stonework that has guided your travels through the crypt. Beyond the weathered gate lies a pool shimmering with a thick green liquid that seems to pulse with malevolent energy, the source of the noxious odor that pervades the air. Rising from the pool like a sinister specter, the chapel stands bathed in an eerie, unnatural light. Its piers and the remnants of a once grand podium visible within its murky depths. Above this chapel, a network of arcane contraptions crackles with a mesmerizing display of magical lightning, each device pulsating with power. Amidst the pyramid-shaped arcing currents of energy, your comrade hovers suspended in midair beside the figure of Throne Banefoot, both held captive by unseen forces. They appear to be in a deep, magical slumber, oblivious to the strange and perilous surroundings that have ensnared them. As all eyes adjust to the jarring landscape, a dark cube becomes clear within the currents, floating in a slow spin near the center of the platform and near the unconscious bodies of Erevan and Throne.
I think we solved the mystery.
Hey guys, I found our friends. They're over there.
He points forward.
So, dark cube that looks like something that we're gonna have to beat down to get our friends back.
How much do we like Erevan? I mean, look at this half-orc that drug me through a portal against my will.
A great sword's a great sword, right? Doesn't matter who's wielding it.
That was traumatizing, by the way. I don't know that I like that. I was joking about you being the red shirt.
Consent is everything, bruh.
Yeah. No means no, Grungar.
Don't be such a coward, then.
Listen, I'm not a coward, per se. I just like singing tales of adventure. I don't know, but I like to be in the adventure. Besides, you see that green stuff? It doesn't look good.
I'm pretty sure that's grass.
That's not grass, and that's a lightning prison up there, fellers. A lightning prison.
So your vote is just leave. So, like, if you were to be detached from your body and transported to lightning prison, you'd be okay with us just being like, not my problem.
Hey, but I'm not in lightning prison. And I don't want to be in lightning prison. I only stole that pastry once as a child. Do I deserve to be in lightning prison? I'll pay the copper piece. A gold piece with interest.
10,000% interest.
So how well could one investigate the situation from where we're standing? Like, to determine what we need to do?
It's fairly dark in here.
That ruler that says over 200 feet tells me not very well at all, so it's...
It's dark? There's, like, light all the way through here, right?
Sparkling yeah. Stars and shit.
And then lightning.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff that's illuminated. But you're trying to inspect, like, a cube that's over here by them, right?
And the green, not grass, and trying to determine...
Oh, the green stuff here?
Trying to determine, like, how much danger are we in if we try to pursue our friends and reunite them with their bodies?
So that liquid is reminiscent of the stuff you're investigating in the previous room that were in those vials. But now it looks like a hell of a lot of it, and it stinks.
So, probably not a charisma potion.
No, probably not. In fact, you what?
He should light a match. Good Lord.
Did blow the place up?
No. He farted, didn't he? Is that what we're smelling? It was a bad joke. We can move on.
Erevan did?
No, Grungar. Did I say Erevan?
We just weren't sure who your comment was directed at.
I have no idea. Let's just strike that from the record.
Every bard has their flat moment.
it's a Willy Wonka joke, the conversation stopper.
Especially this one. He loves flopping.
Well, it's convenient that there appears to be a bridge over the fart light.
It appears to be broken.
You won't ever let me have anything, will you?
I mean, it looked broken. I mean, maybe we could get across it. It looks like there's like planks and rocks that we could maneuver across. But
how tall is the ceiling in here?
In here, it's there is not a ceiling in here.
Oh,
sorry, Starscape or whatever.
Yeah, if you go all the way to the very top, I'll sync our views together here. This is like a look down from outside up above.
Yeah, the top one here.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So it's like a slimy courtyard.
Yes, and then there's raised beams right here, and then in the distance you can see mountains. If you're not familiar with them, they don't look like the mountains near Elkwood or Karas or Aerofort for that matter.
So that really was a portal that the paladin forced him through.
Yeah. And as I said, the stonework here resembles the crypt that you came from.
Well.
But you asked how high stuff was. This right here is probably 20 feet high, 15 to 20 feet high, depending on where.
Something told me the rabbit wants to scale it with this funny hop.
I got a song to get me across. I don't know about you guys.
I have another question. If we turn around and look at where we came from, is the portal still open?
You do not see a portal there.
Uh-oh.
However, Grungar does.
Oh.
Because he's closer. So there is a gate here before the bridge.
The gate before the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will approach the gate and take a closer look at this cube thing. I don't know where that broadcasted because my finger was twitching.
No, it was. I'm just wondering where you moved to.
The gate.
Yeah, you basically see the same thing, just a dark cube that's spinning in a circle here that the lightning seems to be connected to.
I don't know how to proceed. I don't know what the goo does.
So do you have... You're like a half-orc, half-elf, right?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, extra senses?
My mechanics are just half-orc, but, like, okay. Appearance-wise, also half-elf-looking.
Dear half-elf, I see.
See, I have dark vision, but just normal 60 feet dark vision for an orc, or half-orc.
Okay.
And I do have proficiency in perception, if that's what you mean.
All right, well, as you're getting a little further away from the flames here, the crackles of the fire, you can hear the distinct hum of, like, magical energy coming from that chapel. As you, like, stare at that dark cube for a while and at Erevan and Throne, you can kind of see that there's an opening on that cube and there may be something in it, but you can't tell because it's spinning just fast enough that you can't keep your eyes on it long enough.
So I'm not really a magic caster, like, at all, but I'm kind of wondering, like, we picked up that scroll book, right? And I think it had the spell magic in it. Like, what if we spelled magic on the cube and then, like, made the lightning go away? Anybody who knows things about magic, that seems like a reasonable thing to do or try.
If we're closer, maybe.
You have a song for that.
I don't, but we can rip the page out of that book.
I mean, didn't you say you have a song for getting closer?
I do. I mean, I can fly. I'm not going to toot my own horn here. I can fly.
So you can fly, and we have the dispel magic thing. Does it seem...
I can float. I can float, too. Or we could maybe just walk around the side.
We could. You don't think it's crazy to try and, like, turn the cube off?
No. Can you cast spells, new guy? Wait. Can you cast spells, new guy? I moved away.
I moved towards them.
Yeah, are these spells scalable? Like, we could climb up them and then, like, walk across the walls instead of across the goo?
Yes, you could. You could climb the fence to get up there. Peter could probably bunny hop off from one of these stones onto the top, because that would be definitely 15 feet, I think, is his hop.
You hop like a mofo.
For anybody else, it's athletics.
It would just be climbing. Athletics would be like if you're doing tricks up there.
Parkour.
So it's not something I have to roll, then. I can just climb.
Yep. It's just like half your speed, I think. We did a little bit of that in the other game, so.
We do have a scroll of the spell magic, though, right? I'm not remembering that wrong.
It's in that book, yeah.
Yeah. Just get over there and be like, oops, actually, we don't have a plan. Yeah, I guess let's climb the wall and try it out. You're going left or right?
I'm reading another spell that's in there.
This guy seems a little crazy, but also strong, so I guess we'll follow him.
Suppose we're climbing up over here, then?
Once Peter's ready, yeah.
Hoppity hop.
Guess we go down this way, then.
Okay.
Is this an obstacle here?
Sort of, but as soon as you get to about there, I have things that happen.
I disagree.
Bullshit.
A cacophony of mechanical clanks reverberates through the air, accompanied by a piercing arcane screech. The devices perched atop the chapel hum to life, their ancient mechanisms beginning to surge with power. A deluge of sand from beyond the walls cascades onto the chapel's roof, swirling and shaping itself into the familiar form of Bander. His countenance, once obscured by a headdress and bandages, is now unveiled, revealing a visage that is both ghastly and strangely alive. The sunken features of his dwarven face exude a grotesque aura, yet a spark of vitality lingers in his eyes. Clad not in ceremonial garb but in formidable bronze armor befitting a war priest, Bander stands poised for a battle of unimaginable proportions.
So he's not going to let us just walk up there and dispel his machine, is what you're saying.
That is what I'm saying.
That's lame.
We will be rolling initiatives. With a swift and decisive motion, Bander seizes one of the devices on the chapel, directing its ominous gaze towards the pool below. Without hesitation, he triggers the mechanism, unleashing a torrent of crimson energy that surges into the murky green waters with a deafening roar. The arcane beam twists and dances, empowered by the whirling devices, causing billows of scalding steam to rise from the water, carrying with it the noxious stench that assaults your senses. From the swirling mists of steam emerges twisted forms of undead, a legion of zombies and skeletal archers, the eerie wails echoing off the walls and into the distance as they are brought back from the realm of death to serve their malevolent master. Bander sweeps the energy beam in an arc, each sweep birthing new abominations that fix their hollow gazes upon your party. Their numbers swell rapidly, forming a nightmarish horde that threatens to engulf you in a tide of unlife.
So, should we wait for Leah to come back and save us?
Crying is a free action.